This is World Update with Dan Damon. South Africa's trying to cope with tens of thousands of people who came for a better life and found one until poor South Africans attacked them. We'll speak to an ANC politician about those causes. Scott McClellan, President Bush's former spokesman, was loyal, but now he's admitting his boss wasn't straight with the American people over Iraq. And Al-Qaeda is recruiting children as young as 11. Those stories after the news.
BBC News with Mary Small. A newly elected special assembly in Nepal is poised to abolish the country's centuries-old monarchy and declare the nation a republic. The key vote has been postponed while party leaders hold further talks on arrangements for a new head of state. The move is part of a peace process which has brought to power the country's Maoist former rebels. The Chinese President Hu Jintao has met the chairman of Taiwan's governing party, Wu Boxiang, in Beijing in the highest level contact between the two sides for nearly 60 years. President Hu said he hoped to promote peaceful development between the two sides under the new leadership in Taiwan. China says the lives of millions of people are threatened by flooding from dozens of lakes formed during the Sichuan earthquake. More than 150,000 people have been evacuated from around the largest lake. The South African government will announce details today of its plans to set up special camps to house up to 70,000 migrant workers. 7 camps will be established across the country for those who've been displaced in the recent wave of violence against foreigners. The new Speaker of Parliament in Iran, Ali Larijani, has warned that the Assembly could set limits on the country's future cooperation with the United Nations nuclear agency, the IAEA. Mr. Larijani was Iran's former top nuclear negotiator. The Israeli Defense Minister, Ehud Barak, is expected to give his reaction shortly to the latest developments over corruption allegations against the Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert. Israeli reports say Mr. Barak may call on the Prime Minister to stand aside after an American businessman testified that he'd given Mr. Olmert thousands of dollars in cash over a lengthy period. The British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, has called on nations around the world to unite to stabilise the price of oil, which has been trading recently at up to $135 a barrel. A decade ago, it was $10 a barrel. BBC News.
This is World Update from the BBC World Service in London. I'm Dan Damon. By some estimates, 100,000 people have been forced to flee their homes in South Africa, chased out by anti-immigrant violence. Aid agencies are trying to house them, many in temporary camps that could become long-term homes. And more bad news for the South African government. Countries whose citizens have been displaced could seek compensation. Nigeria's foreign minister has already said that he'll be pressing for that. Meanwhile, President Thabo Mbeki is facing criticism from the opposition for travelling to Japan on an official visit. I discussed that and other issues with Obed Papela. He's an MP for the governing ANC party, and he led a delegation probing the recent attacks on foreigners.
Well, we are not an island in South Africa. If there's an aid that is coming from the rest of the world and there are conferences and summit, and Africa is on the agenda, and whatever help that comes from the European nations.
And but he has deputies, he has officials.
Why don't we have to attend to that, and so that we could also articulate and say how that help has to come, because there are conditions to the help. So if you don't engage on the conditionalities, then you end up with a help that has stringent conditions.
Don't you think the organizers would have accepted that at this time it would be better for President Mbeki to be at home?
Listen, I mean, there are other leaders that are here. The deputy president is there. They are on the ground talking to people to arrest the violence attacks, not to spread any further, and ensure that relief is given to those that are affected, the 2,000 people that are affected. And so everyone is working, provincial governments, municipalities. All of us are on the ground to arrest this particular demon, that it does not go further, and indeed the safety of foreign nationals is done and guaranteed. And if you look at the figures also, maybe as a last comment, 5.9 million foreigners are still saving South Africa in their homes, not affected, though the fear is there, gripped by fear. However, the incidences happen mainly in the poorest of the poor areas, informal settlements, where development has not taken place, also in the hostels where development has taken place. The poorest of the foreign nations that are living there are the ones that have been attacked, and that is 32,000.
Do you think, Mr. Bapela, that setting up these refugee camps, semi-permanent refugee camps, is the answer? Some of the humanitarian aid groups are very concerned that this is simply creating another problem.
We are not creating any permanent refugee camps. The refugee camps that are there are temporarily, so that then those people can then be reintegrated back into those communities once it is safe to do so. Tensions had gone down, and there are people who are working on now beginning to educate South Africans about the rights of foreign nations and then government to deal with the issues of undocumented people that have arrived in South Africa, who people are blaming them in terms of other social illnesses.
That's the ANC politician Obed Bapela. Let's get some more about the situation in those camps, temporary or otherwise. We can speak to Muriel Corneli. She's the South Africa Programme Director for the charity Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders. Thanks for being with us on World Update. How are agencies like yours coping with these many displaced people?